Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's been a while in these parts since there's been kind of an open competition at quarterback. I'm just curious, what are the things you're looking for to help you make your decision?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll take a look at the whole situation. I don't think you want to evaluate players at any position, you know, off of one or two plays or maybe a day. So, you know, from a consistency standpoint, that's always important, and obviously production. So hopefully those things will be good, and I'm sure it'll be a, you know, hard decision, but we'll see how it goes. Just let them play and try to do what we feel like is best for the team based on their performance.
Do you have an ideal time frame for naming a starter to help you get ready for the season?
Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that, so. He said, tell me all your thoughts on God.
Is he or isn't he? Is there an open competition or not when it comes to the quarterback position?
I think you take him for his word. I think Cam is the starting quarterback in his mind. Unless something drastically changes, I think then they start looking at Mac.
Wiggy, remove yourself from carrying the water of your guy Cam Newton.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I can do that.
He cannot.
Yes, I can.
Can you do that?
I can do that. I can be objective.
What does Mac Jones have to do to be the starting quarterback week one?
He has to be flawless in being able to handle the situations that are going to be thrown at him.
No chance.
Right? He has to be flawless in the sense where he can't be making a ton of mistakes. He can't be making mistakes in preseason games.
Oh, come on, can we rewind? Can we ask that question again?
Sure.
Okay, Wiggy, what does Mac Jones have to do to take over the starting job?
I told you, got to be flawless.
In the situations that present them? What do you mean?
Like, so when you look at Mac Jones and you see him in a preseason game, the way he moves the offense up and down the field has to be flawless. It has to be flawless. It can't be mistakes. There can't be issues with getting in and out of the huddle. Yeah, you can make a bad throw here. You can make a bad throw there. But you cannot be making mistakes. You cannot have the offense be sputtering in the sense where guys are not on the same page. You're making the wrong reads. He has to be flawless. The likelihood of him taking over the starting job is extremely, in my opinion, difficult because A, you're a rookie, so you're always going to struggle at the quarterback position. It's just natural. You have a team that...
What about Justin Herbert last year? He was a rookie. He looked damn good.
No. But the team around him is struggled, right? You have a good team. You have a team that you look at on paper, this is a playoff caliber team. So you can't be struggling on a playoff team. And the other thing is, he doesn't have that extra play breaks down, use my legs to make some plays. And when I say make plays, not really run, but just get out of stuff. He don't have that ability. So he has to be flawless in the pocket, mistake-free football. And that is extremely difficult to do as a rookie quarterback.
But how much of that decision from Bill's point of view also has to do with how Cam looks? So if Cam doesn't look good, is Bill more likely to give Mac Jones a flyer?
If Cam looks horrible and Mac Jones looks flawless, then that's when you're going to have a chance. But if you don't get that, if Cam is looking okay in Bill's mind, and I sent Ken some audio where Bill talks about guys with experience are always going to have the edge.
We listened to that whole audio. He doesn't say that in there at all.
Yes, he does.
He does not.
He doesn't. We both listened to it like three times because we thought we were crazy. He talks about his 47th camp. He says that it's great to be out here.
I'll find it for you.
The coffee with Belichick, with Zolak?
I'll find it for you after this.
So you're saying you hold more weight in how Cam performs, it's his job to lose, than how Mac performs?
Yeah, because Mac has to go above and beyond. He has to do something that when you look at it, you go, wow, this guy went 7-7 with the ones and completed every pass and drove the team right down the field against the first team opponent's defense, and they scored a touchdown.
When was Cam Newton flawless?
What do you mean, when was he flawless?
It's a pretty simple question.
Yeah, but Cam wasn't competing with anybody. He didn't have to be flawless.
No, but you're saying that
he didn't have to be flawless to outplay Stidham.
I know, but you're saying that Mac Jones has to be this unattainable flawless quarterback when the guy he's competing against chucks balls at people's feet.
But that was last year. So Cam doesn't have to be flawless this year. Because last year Cam didn't have to worry about his competition. This year, all right, he has to worry about Mac Jones. But if Cam performs well with a better team around him, then Bill's going to lean that way than he is Mac Jones.
It does feel, Greg, like Belichick saying this, that there is no chance Cam is starting. Do you feel like there's any chance Mac is starting week one?
It sounds to me like it's a long shot that he is going to be your starter. It sounds that. Right. But then Bill also says that you can't determine anything after 1 week of training camp.
No, you can't. So,
I know, he said all the right things, and then somehow, like, something clicked, and Bill just went back to...
Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that.
Like, he's angry about it. I've said that. Cam's our starting... He doesn't want to get into it at that point. It's over.
In the first week of training camp, based on all the stuff that we heard, if they were playing tomorrow, who's starting?
Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And I'm just talking about the stuff that we heard about them performing on the field. Be Cam Newton, right?
This is Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up, Wiggy? I'm tired of this, man, with this whole Cam Newton thing. Why does the rookie got to go 7-on-7 when we seen Cam Newton last year? And I don't want to hear any excuses about COVID and the playbook and this and that. It's like, enough's enough, man. It's like, this guy, all he can do is run. He can't do anything but throw it at the feet of running backs and throw it over the tight ends. I don't want to hear it anymore. He's got the weapons now. He's got this going on. This guy, he's not the same. He's never been an accurate quarterback. And what was Tom Brady? An accurate quarterback. Let's go back to what we used to do for the past 20 years.
Yeah, but Nate, you heard from Belichick. Cam Newton's the starter.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? You're gonna tell the rookie, hey, guess what, Mac Jones? Hey, yeah, you're the starter. Now what has he gotta go ahead and work for? You know, you're not gonna tell the rookie that. Of course he's gonna say Cam Newton. He's not gonna say Brian Hoyer. He's not going to say Jared Stidham. That guy's hurt. So you're going to say Cam Newton. Of course you are. You're not going to give the rookie the starting position right off the bat. It ain't going to happen.
He could have said nothing, though. He could have said, you know, it's a competition. Right. We're not sure yet.
That's where the coddling of Cam begins, is that he feels for some reason he has to say that to help his ego.
I think it's less of the coddling. I think it's more about firing up Mac Jones, if anything. I don't think that he's coddling Cam Newton by saying that.
And why would you have to coddle a guy that you don't care about cutting?
Right.
Do you care about cutting?
Like, do you think Belichick has an issue with cutting Cam Newton if he didn't perform well?
No, I don't think, but this is totally...
So why would he
have
to coddle him?
This goes against how Bill Belichick has done business his entire career. He's changed everything based on this mediocre quarterback. And this guy's got a good point. We're talking about this the wrong way. It's not what does Mac need to do to get the job. It is what does Cam Newton have to do, in your mind, Wiggy, to lose it?
He has to be horrendous. When I say horrendous...
So like last year.
Yeah, he'd have to look like he did last year.
And when last year, when he was horrendous, did you ever say he should be benched?
He'd have to look like he did last year and have that talent around him. But I always said from last year, I would much rather Cam Newton than Jared Stidham.
Right. But that's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about Mac Jones. Right, exactly.
But I don't believe, I really don't believe, Curtis, that Bill is coddling Cam by saying that he's the starter. I think in Bill's mind, he went into this season with the expectation that Cam was going to be his guy, right? I mean, he did not, do you think he went into the draft thinking that he was going to definitely draft a quarterback? No.
I mean, I don't know. I think he probably, like us, like the rest of the people, was surprised that Mac was available at 15. But
right. We
spoke with, on Saturday, at the end of our show, Tom Curran was in for the cross. He was on with Mago on Saturday, and he said that it was his belief that this offseason, when they went to Cam, there was sort of this deal between Bill and Cam that he was going to pump his tires and that he knew Cam was taking very little money and that he wasn't really he was not really surrounded by the best pieces last year, and that this was part of that plan, that Bill was going to be vocal in his support for Cam Newton, and that was part of the sort of recruiting process to get him to sign at a low number.
Okay, so he got his wish, and now Bill's giving him the opportunity to shoot himself in the foot. If Cam doesn't go out there and go, you know, you got plenty of talent around you. You can't talk about COVID because you had a real training camp. We're kind of back to normal. You know the playbook. You got another year in it. Now it's on you.
Right. Well, based on last year's performance, he would be shooting somebody else in the foot.
Well,
he aims for the feet. Yes, what?
The audio that we played earlier was about N'Keal Harry, and he really didn't say anything about that. Zach Cox now tweeting that he was asked again about N'Keal Harry, said that they had a good conversation and have a good relationship. Quote, N'Keal's in good condition, working hard. We'll keep taking it day by day and see how the competition unfolds.
Hmm. All right, excellent. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
And I have no trending bed because our computer is totally out. They're rebooting the server.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm going to do it just a cappella. Is that what they say?
We have an awful lot of technological issues around this
we
place.
Have some
of late.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Well,
is it the people zooming from home or like?
You know what's happened? Security. This is why my friends at Red River are important.
Oh, I see.
They've tried to make our commercials secure on a cloud. But then now, like, there's problems talking back and forth to the cloud. We've got to get Red River higher.
Was there some sort of a threat from Russia? Are they trying to steal our commercials or something? What was going on?
But at this point, I can't play commercials, so
okay.
I'm going to do trending, and then we get back to talking.
Okay.
Is it possible to, like, reboot things not during morning drive? Or?
But if he doesn't do that, we have other problems. So I appreciate that he's doing it. Otherwise, we couldn't play spots anyway. So anyway, trending now this hour brought to you by Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center, where everyone on your team specializes in your type of cancer and works to create a personalized care plan just for you. It's a plan focused on keeping you safe and defeating your cancer. Learn more at youhaveus.org. All right, so the Red Sox are in some bit of trouble. Although, if you listen to Alex Cora, he does not seem to be, at least publicly, Greg, bothered by the four-game skid. 3-2 loss yesterday, I'm sure it's, you know, internally they're upset they didn't get some results. But a 3-2 defeat to the Rays, they're swept, first four-game losing streak, but here's Cora postgame.
We've done it the whole season. I mean, we were 0-3 and out of the race after the third game of the season. So we had plenty of opening days throughout the season, you know. We have to prove ourselves throughout, and we're still here, you know. It's just you know, four games, and we know that. It's just kind of like winning 9 games in a row. It's the same thing, you know. It's you're going to get hot, you're going to go through stretches like this, ours, you know, it's a little bit deeper than others, you know, and we still have a good team. Like I said, after the third game of the season, I still like our team. And when I say we won 9 in a row, I still like our team. That we have to work for our stuff, of course, you know. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect in this league. So we just got to keep grinding, you know. And like I said, today was a better day.
Today was a better day, but they lose 3-2. So they're a game and a half out of first place in the AL East, and they got a day off to kind of regroup a little bit, Greg. Maybe by the middle of the month, they get Schwarber in, they get some of the injured players back, and they start clicking again. Right now, this is rock bottom for this year's Red Sox.
Yeah, and the Yankees are obviously coming on a little bit, so that's now you have to be concerned about the Yankees and Toronto, by the way.
Exactly, both four games back in the loss column. Garrett Richards, your starter against Detroit on Tuesday. NBA free agency today. Very interesting to see I shouldn't say that. It's mildly interesting at this point what the Celtics will do, Wiggy, because they don't have much money to spend.
Right.
It looks like Fournier is gone. Maybe they'll go after a B-list free agent, like a Kelly Olynyk or a Rudy Gay. Jeff Green's name has been thrown out. They've been linked to him. But otherwise, it looks like a bit of a bridge year until they can get the free agency 2 years from now and spend big money.
Or unless they make a big trade. And you got to say, do they have the assets to be able to do that? You know, maybe Jaylen Brown being that guy, Courtney. I know you talked about Lonzo Ball and Marcus Smart. I would do that because if not, you're a team that's, what, seventh or an eighth seed and you're one and done?
Correct. Patriots camp opening up here shortly in about 2 minutes over Gillette session number 5. And that's what's trending.
You do in a sense that you're trying to win every single day. And that's...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Starts out here in training camp. Every single year I come into it, I'm trying to win every single game. I'm trying to go 20-0, 19-0, whatever it is. It's really hard to do. That's why I have only been done really one time. But at the same time, you're trying to go in with that mentality. You're going to win every single day so that when you get to those game days, you have the best chance to win every single game.
Patrick Mahomes talking about going undefeated. Curtis, he's saying you're going to try to do that. You were all worked up about that. I don't think he's not calling an undefeated season or
Since
anything like
Patrick
that.
Patrick Mahomes became the starting quarterback of the Chiefs, Tom Brady has two titles, he has one. Yet he's already been coronated as the next GOAT who's going to win 7, 8, 9 and go undefeated. It's like, what are we talking about?
Well, he is in the 99 club. You mentioned that earlier. Tom Brady is not. Tom Brady's in the 97 club this year, not the 99 club.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's a great video game player, I'll tell you that.
And Wiggy said earlier he's not that impressed by Tom Brady's boat.
No.
He and Courtney were discussing it. Wiggy wants a bigger boat. Bigger boat.
Well, here's why I said this. I went on a boat and trip yesterday fishing, just like a regular charter boat, whatever, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
Did you catch anything?
No, I hate fishing. Oh. Fishing sucks.
Yeah. Why'd you go then?
Because it was my kid's birthday and he wanted to go. So, oh, okay. he wants to go fishing. So we went out, like a regular size boat that you pay $30 on and they take you guys out or whatever. And then Courtney and I were talking and I was like, man, I hate boats. Like, I'm like, the only boat I want to be on is a yacht. Mm, right?
Right.
And she started talking how she loved boats and Brady's boat. And Brady got a new boat that can go across the Caribbean. So I was like, oh, cool, let me go see his boat.
It's stunning.
And I was like, really?
You don't like it?
I want a J-Lo A-Rod type boat. That's what I thought.
I think this boat is hotter than the one that J-Lo was on.
And that's what I thought. And I'm like, yo, that's a dinghy compared to what even A-Rod's boat was.
I think J-Lo and A-Rod's boat is sunk.
How does a John Henry boat.
You want a John Henry-like yacht.
Yes.
John Henry's boat is hot, though. Yeah. That is similar style to Brady's, just bigger.
That's a real boat, and then the rest of them, like Brady's.
How does it compare to Conor McGregor's boat?
The Lamborghini boat? No, I want one of them. That's not a yacht.
Well, you said you made a good point that a smaller boat is very hard on your body.
Right. Because
you hit a wave, you feel the impact. A bigger boat, you don't really. So that's fair.
I'm just like, if you're at that level, you should be only on yachts. You know, like Brady should have. I thought he was going to buy a yacht.
Well, that's a yacht. That is a yacht. What he bought?
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
Yes, I think it has like two or three bedrooms.
You banging that boat?
And in like a living room.
If it has a living room,
it's a yacht.
Then it's a yacht.
Yes.
I mean,
we have one yacht expert. His name is Greg. He will coordinate.
Yeah. I think I lined up the trilogy for a listener event, by the way, coming up in the near future.
I was wondering why you were at Belmont High School yesterday.
Like John Henry's boat, that's a yacht.
Okay, so, yeah,
but,
yes,
but Tom Brady doesn't have yacht money.
What?
No.
Giselle?
What are you talking about?
No, what? I mean, you have to have hundreds of millions of dollars to have a yacht. The yacht is the ultimate. It doesn't houses, planes. What any rich person can have that. You got to have yacht money to have a yacht.
A-Rod's yacht was $30 million.
That was the most Wiggy statement you have ever made.
That's true. It's true.
Did you see the A-Rod yacht he was on? That was $30 million. Like Brady could easily afford that.
Hello, David.
Good morning.
What's up, David?
First of all, I want to speak to you, Greg.
Yes.
You have some of the most obscure rejoiners in sports radio, talk radio of anywhere I've heard. Where do you come up with some of these?
Give me an example.
The one you just played.
Well, first of all, you're aware that Ken Laird generally chooses the rejoins for this program, so you would have to direct that comment at Ken Laird.
What was wrong with Damn Yankees? That was good.
Who was that? Damn
Yankees Supergroup.
And then what was that? What was that? There was one you played on Friday. Oh, I can't remember it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Anyways,
what is your preferred? Give me a couple of your preferred artists, and we'll play a request for you. It's open for a suggestion, obviously.
Well, I mean, I could go with a little Willie Nelson.
Nelson. I feel like that's a potential jinx.
I feel
but,
like
he's
in studio today.
Yeah, a little Willie Nelson, or maybe a little Dolly Parton.
Uh-huh. Oh, somebody loves this country.
Parton?
Jesus, man.
Okay. Yeah, Juice Newton.
LFO.
Juice Newton, a great song. What was that one big hit? Oh, what was it? What was that Juice Newton song?
I know what you're talking about. She had
playing with the Queen of Hearts. Playing with the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
Doing it really smart. Yeah. Oh, great song.
Yes.
Pull that one out. And, you know, furthermore.
That's a good one.
It's panic button time with the Red Sox.
There are some, as Pedro once said, it's reasonable to be panicking. It may be reasonable to be panicking. Although, I don't know. That hasn't. Do you buy into what Cora says, which is this is a team they've done this all year? They're able to rally themselves?
Cora irritates me, too. I mean, he may have a great relationship with the players, so let him become the team psychologist, but his lineup decisions, you know, there's 2 months left of the season. Stop putzing around with these lineups. Come up with something consistent. He's constantly compromising defense for offense, and I'm just not happy with him.
David, okay. Thank you, David. Thank you.
My Lord.
Not happy with the rejoins, not happy with Cora. David. Yeah. This is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hi, guys. Hey, thanks for putting me on so
you
quick.
Got it. I think,
guys, that Tom is a little too private a person to want that big yacht that needs an entire crew and captain and be told that, hey, we can't go out, we're going out. I think he wants a boat that he can captain himself, that he's more of a private person, I believe, and he does have the money for that big one, but I don't think he has the personality nor the...
What is their net worth together? Is it a half a billion? Is it easily?
Easily?
Yeah. Maybe they do. And I guess I'm being corrected. The boat is 77 feet long, so that's a yacht.
Yeah, I'm telling
Brady's
you,
boat?
It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's not, it,
I thought we were talking about the boat that he had. That he bought with the PPP money
that was the one he brought through the parade. Yeah, he bought another one.
He's got another one.
He originally got that boat with the he didn't get it with the PPP money.
You don't think so?
There were some questions raised about the timing of that purchase, that would be fraud, and he didn't do that. But this is a new boat that he just got. Yes, he just got a new boat.
And to your point, Giselle, if you Google, is her net worth $400 million herself, and that's separate from Brady's $250 million.
Oh, yeah, they got enough. Because I said that. The A-Rod boat that he was on with the one of those sports reporters there. Now, J-Lo and Ben, they had, that's what you call a mega yacht.
But I don't believe that's their yacht. I think they were renting it.
That's fine. I got no problem with that. But if you're going to if you're going to be on a boat, you want to be on one of those boats.
And I'm at the website here. Coco's correct. The Wajer, W-A-J-E-R 77, combines a super yacht level finish with the signature renovations to make maximum comfort. So
how much is that thing?
$6 million.
With the AAA discount, it's like $5.8 million.
Why don't you drop by the yacht club?
And interesting, J-Lo also worth $400 million. So, I mean, that's, they're similar. They're on the same wavelength.
Man, Greg
A-Rod, $350 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Greg got pantsed on yacht. I
think you have to be over 100 feet in order to be in the yacht category.
So has Brady changed now that he has a yacht, Curtis? You willing to say that?
Oh, I ripped him big time, Mr. Environmental.
You ripped him big time.
I mean, he certainly is.
Tone today, Kenneth.
He's living the good life. But do you think that Tom Brady getting a yacht, Ken, shows that he's changed? He's not that sixth round pick that he used to be. Is that what you're saying?
He's not the everyman that we thought he was. Yes, modest and humble, and now he's just blowing money everywhere. He's doing Subway ads and yachts.
When in Florida do like the Floridians?
Yeah,
everybody has a boat down there, right?
Stealing PPP money. That caller's right. He probably did funnel some of that money into the yacht purchase.
I think everybody in Florida has.
See, when he's on his big boat in Florida and he's sauced up, that's when he's the everyman. But when he's just on the big boat and he's not really sauced up on it, you don't have his avocado tequila, then it's kind of like, come on, Brady. Come on, man.
I can't believe Wiggy is boat-shaming Tom Brady.
I know. That's unbelievable. Beautiful boat.
Well, I saw his boat, and I'm not saying it's not a nice boat, but it's not no yacht.
And Wiggy, you got to take your son. You should charter your own boat. What are you doing, $30 a head, hopping on some big boat?
Were people asking you for photos?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't, but a chartered boat, even then, because I've done that before.
Oh, we know you have. We heard about that in the news.
Yes. That would be a pontoon boat. I'm talking about a fishing trip, Gregory.
Okay. Yes.
I'm just not like, I want to be on that 100-foot. They got a couple nice ones out at the seaport. I see some of these at the seaport. Like, that's what you're going to be on. And if you're not on one of those boats, I saw a boat. It was like a Corvette boat. I think it had Corvette on the side of it. And it looked like it was doing 85 miles an hour. The people in there were getting like...
thrown about?
Yeah, I'm like, how is that even comfortable?
I was at All-Star Weekend in Cleveland, and there was a party, and we met Meredith Gorman and I. We're at a party, and we met a bunch of people that had a yacht.
Bunch of people?
Yes.
Had a yacht?
And one of them was Johnny...
Were they men or women?
Men. Johnny Bananas was one of them.
Johnny Bananas,
who
okay.
used to be on MTV.
Uh-huh.
And so
took you on their yacht?
Well, they said, we're having an after party, so we all go with a big group of people.
Uh-huh. Santo's listening.
Oh, Santo knows. We get on the boat, and then I'm like, oh, I have to use the restroom. No, we can't. So then we were like, is this your boat, or what's going on here?
I left very quickly. What they said, you couldn't use the restroom?
No, we couldn't use the restroom.
Oh.
And I said, no, I'm out. I am out right now.
Probably were borrowing somebody's
boat
without permission.
And I thought the people were probably sleeping inside, and I said, this is not going to end well.
Jesus.
So I removed myself from the situation.
You shouldn't have been that, because would that have been your first yacht party?
That would have, yeah.
Yeah, see, never pass up a good yacht
party. That's why I went, but then I left pretty quickly.
Think we're going to need a bigger duck boat.
When you can't have a pool on your boat, like Brady's boat.
A pool?
Yeah, like he can't
like a hot tub.
Yeah, like a hot tub jacuzzi. You can't have that on his boat.
Is a hot tub on the Trilogy.
Yeah,
I mean, you need to have a hot tub on your yacht. I mean, if you're going to have a yacht, you got to have a hot tub on it.
I've seen the Trilogy, and I think that's over 100 feet, which I think would categorize that as a yacht.
Okay.
The other ones are just luxurious
boats. Do you watch Below Deck?
Yes, that's a boat.
That's a boat.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yes.
That's a yacht.
That is a yacht.
That's a John Henry.
All right. We are up against the clock. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ken, just because a caller says it doesn't mean you have to do it when it comes to Juice Newton. Was that her real name? Juice? Juice Newton?
I don't know. Kind of sums up the day, though.
Well, I think technologically everything is fixed, right?
Yeah, it is
I
not. See the, it is I, not.
It's not?
No, we got to reboot again.
Reboot again?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is going on with the server here?
They made a change. We got to reboot.
Oh, boy. Here is, Frank, the ice cream guy, is on the phone. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Listen, I just want to say that was a blast the other day. Great time. I got to give Curtis kudos, you know, in the annals of learning how to flare a cone. He's got it. He learned quick. I got to hand it to him.
My man.
I got to tell you something, Frank. I went out after the show Friday to get myself a strawberry shortcake, and I watched Curtis attempt, when it came to the soft serve, to make Wiggy a twist, and he failed miserably. So I don't know what you're talking about.
It's nice to be with, it was nice to be with a boss like Frank, who was so supportive.
Was he supportive?
Yes.
He was? Yeah. I will say this. The listeners donated over $1,000 on Friday when Curtis was on your ice cream truck. So Free Ice Cream Friday was a success for the Jimmy Fund, and that's the important part, Frank. Nice
Curtis
job by
is a
you.
Hit. All you guys, I appreciate all your help in doing this, and it was terrific. We raised that money. And it's going to a great cause. So
well, the great thing is Curtis doesn't know this yet, but we've determined that the rest of the summer, every Friday is a free ice cream Friday with Chris Curtis on the ice cream truck. So
better get some gin.
This is Chad from New Hampshire. Hello, Chad.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Hey, Greg, earlier you mentioned something about there being a hot tub on the trilogy.
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't a kiddie pool?
No,
but it is believed to be the origin point for the Delta variant. I will say that. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Gresh and Keefe is next. Is Rich back from vacation?
No, Tangway today.
Oh, wow.
Tangway. The Tanger.
All right.
My guy.
All right. Where is Gary? How come he hasn't come in and said hello yet this morning?
Good question. I don't know.
So it's Tang, White, and Gresh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tune in at 10. Hear somebody who's out of work tell you how to do radio.
All right. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you very much for listening today.
Please meet the solution. Ray Pasquale, CEO of Unified Office.
Hi, Greg. Unified helps all restaurants from quick service to full service capture every revenue opportunity. Our business communication system and real-time visual performance suite ensures that you never miss a call, and you'll provide your staff with the information they need to create a great customer experience.
Ray, how can restaurant owners and managers learn more?
www.unifiedoffice.com.
With Marvin, selecting the best window and door replacement products has never been easier. From design styles and materials to window and door options that enhance performance, Marvin offers quality products that stand the test of time. Let the Marvin specialists at CCL, Cape Cod Lumber, help make your next replacement project a success. Visit their showroom in Abington and experience how a new window and door project will make you feel. CCL, you may know them as Cape Cod Lumber. They're not on the Cape, but always at CCLCO.com.
Sex is amazing. It's a time of intimacy between two people who enjoy being with each other. But erectile dysfunction ruins sex, often making what should be a very special time frustrating and embarrassing for both you and your partner. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and if you have ED, it's time to call us. ED is a physical condition that affects half of men over age 50, with younger men being impacted as well. If you're one of those men, trust me, sex can still be amazing for you. At Northeast Men's Health, we offer treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Even if pills and herbals don't work for you, and often regardless of medical condition, which means if you're like most men, you can have great sex again, potentially as soon as the day after your appointment. So stop waiting. Get treated at Northeast Men's Health and get your sex life back. For just $99, you'll get a consult, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 617-793-5000 or go to northeastmenshealth.com.
When it's heating up outside, you can rely on Petro Home Services for the best deal to keep it cool inside. Right now, you can get a new energy-saving Fujitsu ductless AC system or Train Central AC system for as low as $88 a month with $0 down. To have the coolest house on the block this summer, you can rely on
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.